Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for January the 9th. We will begin the meeting with a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. So I would invite you to stand for the moment of silence. Thank you very much. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. The first item on our agenda for tonight's meeting is the issuance of a proclamation, and I'm very proud tonight that to issue a proclamation declaring today One Community Day. This is a proclamation that's been worked on in conjunction with the One Community organization, and I know we have several representatives of that organization here tonight, and I hope you're welcome. I appreciate you being here to help us celebrate this. The purpose of this proclamation is for Mesa to join the list of communities in our greater Phoenix area that have signed on to the One Community Pledge. The One Community Pledge is very similar to a document that we embraced a couple of years ago called the One Mesa Pledge that just in a very public way lets everyone know that we are committed to diversity, that we are a very inclusive community, and that we value everyone in our community. So I am delighted to issue this proclamation to join with other cities in the Valley that have also embraced the Unity Pledge. And I'd invite Angela Huey, who's the director of One Community, to come forward, and we'll step down and take some photographs with the pledge. And then afterwards, Angela, I'd be delighted if there's any thoughts that you'd like to share with us. So thank you. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Mayor and Council, thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. As the president and co-founder of One Community, I want to thank you for your proclamation in support of the Unity Pledge. We sincerely appreciate the valuable and trusted relationship we have the opportunity to grow and develop over the past few years. It has been a relationship built on mutual respect and a desire to more deeply understand one another. What has transpired is a collaboration that truly seeks to do what is best in the best interest of all Arizonans in an effort to improve the quality of life for all, not just some. Our collective endeavor is also one that seeks to enhance our competitiveness to increase the possibilities of succeeding together. We are beyond grateful for our connection to the city of Mesa, your leadership and residents. The signing of this proclamation today is a sincere and honorable step in ensuring that we value each and every person in our state for exactly who they are, and that we are ready to compete in a serious way to attract and retain the very best talent. At one time, it seemed as though a city ordinance was the best approach in demonstrating to our citizenry and those keeping a watchful eye on our state that we are indeed open for business to everyone. But as our conversations with the city of Mesa deepened and evolved over time, we have come to the realization that we can do even better. That is why we look forward to continuing this conversation with you all in concert to look for a statewide solution that would be more comprehensive and would avoid the misstep of creating the unintended consequence of patchwork policy. Our mutual goal is to ensure that no matter one's zip code, our policies, procedures, and our core values will not vary, but will uphold the same standards and commitment to equality for all Arizonans throughout our beautiful state. Thank you again for the signing of this proclamation.
Thank you, Angela. The next item on our agenda is the reading of the consent agenda. So, Mr. Kevin Christopher, I'd invite you forward to for the reading of the agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless the council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for All Pierogi Euro Kitchen, 1245 West Baseline Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Cafe Mix, 4405 East McKellips Road. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for wire and cable for the materials and supply warehouse for various city departments. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for residential refuse and recycling containers for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase 8 replacement compressed natural gas automated side-loading refuse trucks for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund, Capital Enterprise Fund, and Solid Waste Development Fee. Item 4D, act on 6-month renewal of the term contract for elevator vertical transportation unit maintenance for citywide facilities as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 1 Fleet Edition cutaway van with enclosure service body for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase replacement grinding equipment for the Dobson Ranch Golf Course as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for fiberglass water slide repair for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase computer hardware flash storage array for the city's data center as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase 4 replacement vehicles for the police department. This purchase is funded by Asset Forfeiture RICO Funds. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase 4 replacement night vision goggles for the Police Department Aviation Unit. Item 4K, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for traffic signpost for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4L, act on 2-year and 10-month term contract for reflectorized sign sheeting for the Transportation Department. Item 4M, act on 3-year term contract for LED roadway fixtures for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for radio-based endpoint encoders for the Water Resources Department. Item 4O, act on 1-year renewal contract for fire hydrant water meters for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by 2014 water bonds. Item 4P, act on contract for the Elliott Road water line from Sossman Road to Signal Butte Road. Funding is available from the 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 4Q, act on contract for Mesa Fire and Medical Regional Dispatch Center and Emergency Operations Center. Guaranteed maximum price number 3. Funding is available from the 2008 and 2013 authorized public safety bonds program and by the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community Grant. Item 4R, act on contract for the Central Arizona Project Raw Water Pipeline. Funding is available from the 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 4S, act on contract for Greenfield Park Improvements Project, construction manager at risk, guaranteed maximum price number 2. Funding is available from the 2014 authorized parks bonds, 2013 authorized streets bonds, and the environmental compliance fee. Item 5A, act on resolution directing staff to continue negotiations to acquire certain property along the Gilbert Road light rail extension, and in order to avoid construction delays, authorizing and directing that fee title, easements, or other interest in and possession of certain property be acquired by the City of Mesa through eminent domain as a matter of public necessity. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager or his designee to enter into an obligation document with the U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Marshals Service, to accept funding for the reimbursement of police personnel overtime expenses relating to a joint law enforcement operations task force. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-grantee award agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety to accept grant funds from the Victims of Crime Act Victim Assistance Grant Program, which will be used for salaries and employee benefits of 3 victim service specialists at the Police Department's Mesa Family Advocacy Center. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Pecos Merrill 20 LLC for the property located at the southwest corner of Pecos and Merrill Roads. This parcel is being acquired for a future groundwater facility due to the projected growth in the southeast quadrant of the city. The development agreement includes terms that will allow for the continued farming on the parcel until future development of the property occurs and sets forth the responsibilities for developing Merrill Road. Item 5E, act on resolution prescribing and adopting standards of financial disclosure for local elected officials. Item 5F, act on resolution accepting the city's comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2016. Item 6A, act on an ordinance creating a new Mesa City Code Title 6, Chapter 24, Escort Services, requiring licensing for the provision of services by an escort, escort assistant, or escort bureau, and making corresponding amendments to Mesa City Code Title 6, Chapter 16, Sexually Oriented Businesses, consistent with the creation of Title 6, Chapter 24. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-054, the 2200 block of East University Drive, located east of Gilbert Road on the north side of University Drive, a rezone and site plan review to allow for attached single residence development. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending Title 9, Chapter 1, right-of-way permits of the Mesa City Code, and adding pavement cut restrictions, pavement restoration fees, and other regulations concerning construction work in the city right-of-way. Item 7B, act on ordinance amending the schedule of fees and charges to include pavement restoration fees. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, SEC First and McDonald, the 40 to 100 blocks of West First Avenue, and the 100 to 200 blocks of South McDonald. This is located on the southeast corner of First Avenue and McDonald. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. I noticed that Mr. Kavanaugh has made a motion. Mr. Glover has seconded it. Please vote. Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of the adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have two blue cards. Are there any others?
Nope, that's okay. It.
First person who's requested to speak is Bryce Cook. Bryce, would welcome you to come forward. Please give us your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
Yes, I'm Bryce Cook. Address is 1714 East Kramer Street in Mesa. And I'm here because I just wanted to extend my appreciation to you, Honorable Mayor and City Council, for signing the One Community Pledge. And in 2 quick minutes, I'll explain why. I'm a native of Mesa, born and raised. And my wife and I raised 6 kids here. And Mesa has a spot deep in my heart. Telling you that we have 6 kids may clue you into my religious background. We're the Mormon faith and active in that church. And so some people may ask, well, why are you so concerned about signing the Unity Pledge? Some people may see a disconnect there. But I'll tell you there's not. And here's one reason why. Of our 6 kids, 2 of our sons happen to be gay. Both served missions, both graduated from BYU. Both are good, honorable, upstanding contributors to society. And one lives in Mesa, the other in Tempe. And both desire the same thing that all of our 6 kids desire, which is what my wife and I taught them, which is to find someone that you love, that the greatest happiness in life will come from a good, strong marriage and a happy family. Those same values that Mesa values and embodies. And I understand a lot of people don't agree with that when it comes to gay people. And I at one time didn't think that way either until I had 2 sons and saw what their lives were like and met many other people who have since changed my mind. And so I just want to thank you again for doing this because it means a lot to me, it means a lot to my family. And hopefully it's a stepping stone in the right direction to ensure that there's no discrimination against people like my sons and other LGBT people who are good, upright contributors to our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Bryce. Next card I have is from Linda Marabee. Welcome, Linda. If you could just give us your address, and then you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
It's a real pleasure to be able to speak to you, Honorable Mayor and City Council of Mesa. My name is Linda Marabee. I am an urban missioner at First Evangelical Lutheran Church. I live in Mesa at 503 North Balboa, which is in the northeast corner, as I believe, of the city. First Evangelical Lutheran is a congregation that believes in equal justice and equal opportunity for all of God's children. And we were very thankful to be able to sign on to becoming a Reconciling in Christ congregation, which means that everyone who comes to our door is welcome, and that we see no difference between those who are gay and those who are straight, because they're all children of God. We recognize that all people have a right to the freedoms and justice that is promised to them in the Constitution of the United States. That includes having a place to live where they feel secure, having work that's rewarding and through which they can afford to support their families without recrimination and without judgment because of who they love. Also, to receive the services in a city equally that are provided to every other citizen. And so by signing this pledge, the city of Mesa agrees with those values, the common values of equal justice for all. And we applaud you because we know that God loves all of his children equally. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. That concludes the agenda items for our meeting. This is an unusual and extraordinary and historic meeting in many respects. This is the final meeting, formal council meeting, for three of our council members. That would be Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, council member and former mayor Alex Vinter, and council member Richens. Each of these gentlemen has a very significant impact on the city of Mesa. Their longevity of service is extraordinary, if nothing else. We're coming to the conclusion of 2 4-year terms for all of these gentlemen. In Mr. Kavanaugh's case, he'd previously done that once before, so a total of 16 years. So that is a substantial amount of time in the last few decades that these gentlemen have had their fingerprints on everything that is happening in our city. So it just can't go without some recognition and some expression of gratitude. So on behalf of our community, I want these gentlemen to know how deeply we appreciate what they have done for our community. I can tell you from personal experience, being a member of the city council is a huge commitment. It is an all-consuming commitment. And so for the last 8 years and 16 years, what the best interests of serving our community has been paramount in these individuals' lives. So on behalf of a grateful community, thank you, gentlemen, for your great service. There will be a meeting tomorrow with city staff where we'll continue to express our appreciation, but this might be the last opportunity that we have in a public forum to do that. So I just wanted to make sure that didn't go unsaid. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Very appropriate.
Mayor, I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. So we are adjourned.